Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, in this lesson, we're going to do a little dive into the concept of peace. Let's get started. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Well, those are from John 14:27 and John 16:33. You know, with 400 or so mentions in the scriptures, depending upon the translation, peace is clearly a big deal. But why? What did Jesus mean by my peace and not as the world gives? In my youth, they used to raise two fingers in a V and say, peace, bro. But that was basically meaningless, right? We did it because it was cool. But real peace for the soul is meaningful because our hearts are, apart from Christ, in turmoil. It's a fundamental part of the human condition, this turmoil, this fear inwardly, ever present, usually subtle. It's what anthropologists would say keeps us alive, on guard, against myriad threats to our safety, our psyche, our self. Yet it also tears at the soul. It keeps us in a perpetual solitary state, wherein, though we desire to connect, to relate to God and to others, we cannot. As Jesus pointed out, we are innately troubled and afraid. Those are his words. Of course, this is a condition we've grown so accustomed to that we often lose the ability to even recognize it. Often, the turmoil lies dormant until something triggers it, and we respond, I'm not ready, or we think, that's not for me, I don't need a crutch. Well, meanwhile, we reinforce the mental walls of our turmoil ever since our birth. This ever-present inward tension is the result of rebellion against the Creator and distrust of his character and motives. Jesus' peace, the peace he freely shares with us, is not some state of higher consciousness, but a direct connection and intimate relationship with the Source, the Abba Father, the one and only Creator. This peace is in him and through him, and joyously, it's permanent. When people get religion, you know what I mean, they imitate this peace and can make a good show of it, that is, until the trigger comes and upsets the apple cart, so to speak. Religion cannot give peace, only a show of it. This show is the world's peace, simply a thin cover over the ongoing turmoil inside. Now, you'd think that anyone would gladly receive this kind of peace, but many, if not most people, are insane in that they cling to their turmoil like a warm blanket. The turmoil has become their identity, their comfort zone. Frankly, the flesh clings to sinful rebellion against God. Christ's peace means death to the turmoil. While this peace expands, sin-fueled turmoil shrinks. It shrivels us into nothingness of hell. This peace is a fruit, a benefit of salvation. Do you want it? Now, Matthew 7:7 says, ask, and it shall be given. Now, may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.